recording. At 6 p.m. on May 13th, 2025, we'll open the study session for the Board of Directors of Colorado City Metropolitan District. Go ahead, Jim.
First thing, Resolution 05-2025. This is part of the housekeeping to remove the past two directors and add the new directors, and also Christie to our accounts. As soon as they get this paperwork in our minutes, then they are able to bring in the paperwork and we'll have everybody sign it so that you can sign checks or whatever for us.
I guess, do we need to do introduction of the new board members in the regular meeting, or can we do it in study session?
We can do it either way.
Let's do it right now so that that when they ask questions, we know who it is.
Well, and that way Sarah can leave after I...
Exactly.
Is that what you want?
we can actually recognize the past board members at any time, but I'd like to recognize the new board members.
Okay, hang on just a minute.
I got it.
So, coming on our board, we have new is Kareem, and also Bob's. So they are taking the place of Sarah. Good sir, come on up for a minute. For appreciation of your service with the board. Normally we usually buy a desk plaque or whatever, but it never gets any use. So this year we thought, well, we'll go with jackets that at least something
nice.
That they'll use and be remembered by.
Very good.
We also got one for Greg, but Greg couldn't make it tonight. He had a doctor's appointment in Denver this morning. He was on his way. He's doing a lot better. His biggest deal was I've gutted a lot of deer and animals, like they gutted me, but the only difference is I lived. They didn't. So yeah, he's in a lot of pain still.
Oh, for sure.
And he said it'll be probably another 4 to 6 weeks before he can start doing stuff.
Ray, do you want to wish Sarah the best or say so long to each one?
Well, I certainly do. Mr. Chairman.
Please do. Speak up.
Sarah Hunter, I really want to thank you for your service to the community. We really appreciate having your expertise. I know that you have your finger on the pulse of this community, and we have benefited very much from your service. So thank you very much, and I mean that. I think you know that. And I hope that you enjoy every Tuesday night from now on without ever having to think about this Tuesday night. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Clint?
Sure. Sarah, you look like the happiest person in here. But I really enjoyed being sitting next to you, and like Ray said, your expertise, especially on land use and real estate, is really a big benefit to the board, and we're going to miss having you on.
Thank you.
I agree, Sarah. Thanks. You came on the board, I think, knowing that you weren't happy with some of the things that was going on, and I appreciate that, and I really appreciate you being here. You really were valuable as far as your input. There are times that it doesn't feel that way, and I really appreciate your input. You were quite a help. So, thank you, and. God bless you going forward. Then to the new board members, Kareem and Bob, I need to make sure that we address you properly. So Kareem, you prefer to be addressed by Kareem?
Yes.
And Bob by Bob rather than Robert?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Welcome. And we're looking for some help and looking for your expertise, both of you, as we move forward.
Forward to it.
Okay. Okay. Introductions?
See you.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye. Yeah. Enjoy the evening.
Sarah. Thank you again.
Thanks for running.
Have fun.
All right, let's go ahead, Jim.
Okay, so you did resolution 05-2025, like I said. It's just a resolution to change signature. Number two, letter of authorization for CCMB. Since the board is changing,
and that's going to probably be through vote and stuff, or whoever ends up being chairman and treasurer and stuff. I'll need them to sign to go forward as to Christy and I have the authority to make decisions and do any business dealings for the district. So we'll need to have one of those signed.
Questions for it? The main one change here, of course, is Christy.
Well, we had Christy on there before.
But added to the bank account.
Yeah.
So that she can sign checks.
Yeah.
We still maintain the limit.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And that is?
$5,000.
Okay. And the public should know that. All right. Any other questions, Board? Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. I threw in the new down proposal. I had a meeting with Tracy on Thursday and her boss. And they, from our original plans of being $3.8 million, now it's went to 12 something. Which is, it's $12,264,530. So it almost quadrupled the price of what it should have been. Green was able to look at some of the information. He has given me some ideas. I also, today, wanted a new contract to further the design and stuff, and I gave it to Cream, and he's going to look at it, and we'll get together and see what we can cut and what we can't cut out of it that they might be trying to get us over the coals.
Board, questions?
No, I appreciate the fact that Cream's looking at that stuff, because a fresh set of eyes, good thing.
Yep. So, not an engineer.
So the question I have is, why do they want a new contract?
To finish, because they feel that the old contract didn't have some of the stuff in it that needed to be addressed within the design aspect.
Is it important that we give them a new contract?
I don't know, and that's why me and Cream are going to look at the old contract, the one when Tracy took it over, and then this one now.
You know how I feel about Tracy and RJH. Yeah.
Sure, but if you're working through a plan like on this construction, there's got to be retro design coming out of the contract, because not everything is going to work the way it's supposed to work on paper.
Yeah,
but this is for the contract of engineering, not for the dam itself.
Oh,
well, no, it's contract for design of the dam.
For engineering, right.
Chairman, I have a question. Can we move this to the study session so we can discuss it?
This is
a study session, so we can discuss it now.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, love it. Okay, thank you for the clarification. The principles of open channel hydraulics that govern both channels and dams have been pretty cut and clear by humanity for the past 3,000 years. So, a modification this big on three seems a little bit onerous, in my opinion. I appreciate the district manager sending me this information. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to go in depth with it, but just over the top, I can tell you there are some items that don't sit well. It seems like they're trying to sell us a Cadillac when all we need is a Toyota Tundra. Let me please look into it in depth, and I don't want to take any option off the table, including going to a small RFP to find other firms that may be a little bit more competitive, if that were okay with the board and the district. But I wanted to go on record that I will go over this, and if there's any questions that I have, I want to see clarification. Is the procedure for me to notify Jim to ask the questions to the engineering firm? Do we send it as a board? How does it go?
Or you could come in and set with me in Tracy's meetings, or get you involved with Tracy's meetings.
Perfect.
To go further with it.
Perfect.
Thank you. I guess my concern still is, and Ray, I think maybe Do you understand my clarification? This is they want a new contract for engineering, not for the dam, but just for engineering.
Correct. Like I said, I just got that at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to really review it, but it seems like it's
that's absolutely
an additional contract.
That's outrageous.
For additional work.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
And we've been...
If I may direct everybody to the page of their cost estimate, they didn't number it, but it's the one that looks like this table. Just for the record and for everybody involved always, with large-scale capital improvement projects, the easiest way to estimate what your engineering cost should be at is anywhere between 8 to 12% of the construction cost. So in their construction cost, they point out it's $7.7 million, yet their engineering cost is sitting at construction engineering and testing $1.8 million, putting it at almost 20%. So that is significantly above the national and actually international standard for engineering estimations of work to be performed as part of a construction contract. So that was the first litmus test that there was something that we may want to take a look at.
I'm prepared to expect them to give us what they have accomplished so far and fire them. I'm not happy with them.
Tell us what you're really seeing, Mr.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will someday. Okay. But we don't have this on action for tonight anyway.
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Next, we have that special meeting for June 5th, which will be the WSRF notice. This is to submit the application, give full transparency as to what the project and loan, if we have to take out a loan with FRS and grant money, what rates would be, if there was any rate adjustments, if we had to finance it ourselves, what the rates would be for water and sewer, and that kind of stuff. So that meeting will be on June 5th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
We're having a public hearing on in the middle afternoon.
Yes. Yeah. We're doing it because the application has to be in by midnight. So we want to have some time to finish up to show that the public meeting, and we'll probably have to have notes and stuff done as soon as possible so that way we can get that all in.
Question. Other questions, board?
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question in the prior one? I'd like to see if it'd be okay for me to participate with Kareem and Jim on the reviewing of the contract and looking at just discuss the items. I've got engineering background as well.
Okay.
So not the expertise he's got by far, but I have a strong interest in that, and I got a lot of contract experience as well.
So I will
see about where I can help.
Jim, I can do that.
Hold it.
There it is.
The two of you are on a committee to do that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You'll be on the dam committee.
It won't be my first time.
Other questions on this public hearing notice?
Okay, next you have CCAAC reviews. You have two of them in there. One is for... a shed. This is on 4300 Mustang Way. It's just a 8x12 metal shed. And then on 3860 Sedgwick Place, it is going to be a garage, which is 32x40. They have been stamped by the building department and zoning. On that one, the small shed, they don't need to be stamped or a building permit for it since it's under 200 square foot.
The shed is under 200 square feet?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Sandy, for actually putting that in. You probably... notice a lot of people, but thank you for doing that.
I just hope it doesn't go to Wall Park. I'm sorry.
The reason I say that, I guess, so for new board members, is we've had a number of, or we still have a number of course, people here that if it's under 200 square feet, they don't have to get a permit. Mm-hmm. And quite often what they do is they just put one up without getting approval. Well, they still need, they're still supposed to get approval from us. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, next year, reading by chairman of the statement of conduct and demeanor. That's you.
I got to deal with that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Statement of conduct and demeanor. In order for the business of the board to be conducted in the most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility toward the board, staff, and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or the use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior shall constitute the forfeiture of your right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order brought to the board's attention by council or any board member, including the chairperson, resulting in being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon your refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by the proper authority.
Okay, first I have is Dennis Carnes.
Ah, good. Okay. Imagine that. All right, my first thing.
Doesn't he have to go to a microphone?
No, that's all.
Oh, okay.
He will let him have to
record. Never mind. Okay.
We,
I can tell he's new. Okay, my first thing. Now that we are allowed to drive ATVs on the roads, mm-hmm. in Colorado City and the county and stuff, are we going to have a crossing somewhere to cross 165?
I've discussed it with the state, and what we were thinking about is not. We need to find a different place because we're 181 and would be the only place that would be a road that would come close to our greenbelt to cross at, and they wouldn't want it because it's on a corner.
No.
And even though there's a turning lane there, they still feel that it would be unsafe. So we need to find a location to do it if we are going to do it.
So that actually becomes a state issue.
Yes.
165 state.
Are they going to find a place to do it, or are we supposed to present it?
We have to present it.
And then they say yea or nay.
Yeah.
Who did you talk to from the state? Matt Jago?
I talked to our local guys here. Anyway.
Ah, okay.
And they, knowing them, they've talked to their guys, and it says no, because these are the criteria that we're going to have to meet for.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the stop sign distance. But because of the speed, they're never going to get a warrant. It's going to have to be by where the service center, right here by Bent. That's probably, did we try that one?
Or is there's still, the thing is you still have a state highway that they would be on. And that's what we're looking at, is trying to make it where it would be just a crossing across the state highway instead of having to do a jog down the state highway.
What road was it that you were talking, 181? What's that?
Which is the one...
the top above the ball fields.
Yeah, the first road after you get past ball fields.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. What's wrong with that?
Because of the corner. There's a corner, you have... your speed limit's 50 mile an hour, so... And you have a hill. There's a lot of variables in there that make
it... Well, they put up road signs for deer crossings.
They don't read them.
And I've seen... in different areas where they've put up signs for ATV crossings, or you know, ATV crossing within the next 5 miles, you know, like a deer crossing. I've seen those for ATVs. Why can't they do that?
So, Mr. Chairman, may I?
Go ahead.
And I don't mean to infringe on your time, but I think what we might want to do is, there are a number of communities around the state that are 100% ATV, and they've done well with the state. I know Lake City's one of them, Silverton. We got to figure out how they did it and try to see if we can do it that way. Because
they've got it all. Smaller communities like we did originally. And
yeah, they've got it all figured out. I mean,
you know, because it's going to come up. So you know, before too long, people are going to start wanting to know, you know, where they can cross. And where you said, I thought that would be the perfect place, you know. And they even put in a nice little paved path for the ATVs to go on to.
That was,
I thought that was really nice of them.
That's a walking trail.
Oh. It should have been an ATV trail.
So do you have any suggestions of any other crossing? Is there a place for crossing?
Yes, but I'll bring that up at the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, my next thing. First of all, like I said before, it took 6 weeks for the county to actually do our road this time, whereas previously it took 2 to 4 days. I think that the board should take an active role, and or the county or the Metro District, not the board, Metro District employees should take a more active role in identifying roads that need to be graded and call in and get the things done. I know it's up to the individuals too that live on the roads, but you know, when it takes 6 weeks to get one done, that's previously it only took 2 to 4 days, there's something wrong. And yeah, I pissed off the guys there, but so be it. Okay, but anyhow, that's the recommendation. My other recommendation is, and this should be to the board, I think that the board should start going to the county with recommendations on roads that should be chip sealed or paved. I know you got involved in this one that I've been battling the county with, you know, and that's what got me in trouble with the previous guy, because he lied to me. But anyhow, I think that the board should get involved in that. Okay? Second to last thing. Post office. You were taking the lead on post office. What happened?
Well, Warren Bloomberg's office contacted the, when she was still our congressperson, contacted the Postmaster General, and nothing ever came back.
Uh-huh.
And now they're talking about privatizing the Postal Service. So I don't see the post office being a reality in Colorado City other than a private contract.
So are you just going to let it die then?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. One question, my last question. Is the cost of a permit to build a house, is that the same as if someone wanted to do some minor thing like put a porch on?
No, there's a different cost scale for all of it.
Okay.
For fences, for garages, for decks, for house, it's all different. And on the back of the application, mm-hmm. it has all the different pricing for it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, may I address
that? So I'm curious, why the question?
Pardon?
Did you run into an issue there?
What with?
As far as the cost difference for a building.
No, I had someone come to me complaining that they thought that it was the same cost for building a house as it is to do some minor thing. And I should have come in and just looked at the permit thing, but I didn't. So I thought that since I'm here, I'll ask.
Now with the building side of it, when you go to regional building, their costs are tremendously high. Or adding that deck, adding a garage or something,
yeah.
Because they're going off the square footage and the value of the square footage, where we're not.
Yeah.
We're going off of just what it would be for design.
It's a flat fee.
Yeah.
Corinne, did you have something?
Don't go to them.
Now, of course, this is for Colorado City, but did you have something?
No, it was addressed by Jimmy. That was the same.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What else, Dennis?
That's it. I'll shut up now.
Thank you for your input. Okay. I'm going to close the study session. Anything else in the study session? Anybody on the board? Close the study session. Open the regular meeting of the Colorado City Metro District on May 13th at 6:30. 6:25. If you don't, pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't want to keep it?
Huh?
Don't want to keep it?
No, I don't need it. I'm going to still push for it, though.
If you join a moment of silent reflection, if you so choose. Thank you. And let the minute show. Go ahead.
Dennis, if you want, get a hold of Jeff Hurd. He's our new representative that took over for Bulbert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I will.
It's a minute. Let the minute show that we have a full quorum, all board members present. Okay, we need to elect officers. We have a new board, and we need to elect officers.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to nominate the current chairman to be the new chairman for the Colorado City Metro Board.
I'll second it.
And you say discussion?
Discussion. Okay, discussion. Questions? Let's go ahead.
How often do we have to change the offices?
When we have a new board.
Okay.
We are usually every year.
Okay.
You can do it on a year-to-year basis.
Well, we can. Yeah, per our regs, it's when the board changes.
Okay.
I would agree that as far as every year, I would suggest that next year we do that, that we do actually go through election of officers again. But anyway, currently, all right. All in favor say aye.
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 No? Co-chairperson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to motion for Clint to be the co-chair.
I can second it.
Move and second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
That was slow.
Secretary. Who is the current secretary?
Secretary was Sarah.
Okay.
Well, you're sitting in
her
seat.
that's
fair.
Okay. I'll make a motion we elect Kareem as our secretary.
Second.
Discussion, questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Kareem, you are our secretary. Treasurer.
Running out of names.
In the past, what we've had the treasurer and the co-chair the same person, and unless you have a disagreement with that, then I suggest that we continue with that.
Good idea, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
I want to ask Clint, how was it to be both at the same time? Was that a problem? Was it difficult?
No, it's. You sign the same number of forms anyway, so.
Okay.
Really, the situation of treasurer probably has more duties anyway, because you have to get involved in the budget. But.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess
so
we probably do. We do need
you
to.
You made a motion to make Clint.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to make Clint also the treasurer.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Question, discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you, Clint. Approval of the agenda.
Before you move on, just let me.
Go ahead.
I did change everything in SDA. I had to send in their oaths and our bond paperwork showing that they are bonded now. The other thing is you do have a mailbox in the office here. So if you want to, at any time you feel usually what ends up in your mailbox is the SDA magazines and things like that, that things going on in small districts all over the place, or any communication maybe from our congressmen or representatives.
And please check the mailboxes. Sometimes they get stuffed.
And usually if it looks like it starts getting stuffed, it sets on your book. And then now I have to hassle with your book with all the stuff that's in there. So. Oh.
Mr. Chairman, may I say something?
Go ahead.
In the past, not all the board members utilized their email account also. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's going to be used? Or?
Yes, well, that's what I need to do, and we're going to discuss that in new business. I have passwords and stuff and how to mitigate into your new Colorado City email.
Yeah, that's kind of new business.
And I'm setting the two new board members up.
Okay. All right, the agenda. I would like to amend the agenda to include the Colorado City Metro District Covenant Enforcement Policy letter that we were going to send out. We talked about that, but we did not actually approve it. And if we're going to deal with this covenant process, like we've discussed before, we need to publicize that to the public. So we need to send out the letter. We dealt with that. Everybody looked at that letter last meeting, and we thought it was okay. We actually need to codify sending, getting it published. So I would like to have that added to the agenda, to amend that to the agenda.
Okay.
So can I get an approval of the agenda with the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion to approve the amended agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Question, discussion. Let's vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes, special meeting April 22nd, 2025, study session regular meeting April 9th, 2025, CCACC minutes April 29th, 2025.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Bills payable.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Discussion. Okay. It's up to me. The A squared.
That is part of the sewer project.
Well, the A squared $17,750 is not.
Okay.
That is monthly service fees. I reiterate again, that's a lot. We're paying that much, we're not quite that much normally, but monthly we're paying a horrendous amount of money for a contractor to help us with a water plant. The remainder part, the $76,000 and the $2,000 are for the VFD. Those I understand. I'm just, we have to come to grips with the fact that of how much money we're spending for a contractor to work on our water plant. Okay, that one. And then fleet supply, we have a dual head air chuck for the water treatment plant maintenance of $7,249. A dual head air chuck is over $70?
Can you answer that one?
It's a high quality tire pressure gauge system. Gauges your tire pressure and tells it at the same time.
Is that needed?
It is necessary.
I did ask Christy about the iron out, and that you are now finding iron out from Amazon versus the hardware store. Thank you.
But when we run out...
Thanks for doing that.
We end up buying one or two bottles.
We have a utility knife and a ratchet for water treatment plant maintenance, $30. How many hundreds of those have we purchased? We also have a pair of pliers at $41 for the water treatment plant maintenance. What are we doing buying a pair of pliers for $40?
Who did you sign for?
Well, of course, I don't have it.
I have no idea why we would buy pliers.
For $40 for a pair of pliers?
At all.
Because we just had a pair of pliers back.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
It happens. Sometimes, and like the dual head thing, I mean, sometimes you need stuff that look on our cursory look outrageous, and sometimes that's needed. The struggle I have still is it just looks like we're just shopping. I truly don't know that I don't feel comfortable with the fact that everybody takes this is dollars coming out of our pocket, and it's our pockets, and of course individually it's everybody's pockets. So sometimes this stuff looks like we're shopping and we're not taking care of what we buy. We had 75 visits or 75 purchases at Ace Hardware last month, and we have about 85 this month. Actually, more than that, about 90 this month.
From the water plant?
No, that's just from Ace Hardware. That's just
both. But water plant signed off or?
Well, a bunch of them, of course, water plant. But then, they're not. This is all from Ace Hardware.
Right. So you got to look at the parks and rec.
Right. Right. That's there. It's all of them. So the other question I have is is how often we're making trips there, and that broke down to where. Really, that's not that absorbent. You know, that's not that many extra trips. I don't know if we could be more efficient in doing that. I am concerned about the efficiency of the spending of the money there to start with.
We could call Snap-on and have them deliver.
we shouldn't need any more.
You complain about it every month. Would you like us to do that?
We shouldn't need any more pliers from Snap-on or anybody.
You have to have two of them. Admit it.
So. The iron out explained, and I think that's all I have. Oh, the Valley First True Pitch Sports pitching mound. That's what Valley First is it not?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you have the bleachers on there that are part of the...
Are also Valley First, right?
Yeah, and that's under one of the grants.
Right.
Yeah, that's $80,000.
Okay. All right, anybody else have any questions? All right, let's pay the bills. I guess let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Kareem?
Yep.
Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. We don't have a financial report this meeting, so let's go on to operational report.
Operational report, put in the first thing there is a letter from the state that they did currently... give us our 1 foot back on our lake until August 1st. So that's a good thing while we're still meeting every other demands. As for our lake, the lake measurements, they continually remain the same. The reason the weir on the second, that week we had a lot of rain. That created a lot of extra water going through our weir. At that point, we have Alan Garst now doing the weekly reports. I didn't get Friday's in here because I already have printed up most of the stuff that I got that report. So it'll be on the next report. Parks and Rec operational report, we have done some work on the west bathrooms at the ball field. Years ago they were vandalized and turned into storage. They're fully functional now and almost empty. So they will be ready when the football soccer field is operational. We have built shelves or storage in the new shop building to help store the items that are or were in the bathrooms. full cleanup is underway, and we will be putting water in it within the next week. Lifeguard training is scheduled for this month. Actually, they started putting in water today. It's full. Okay. Sports. Baseball registration was closed. Practice has started. We have 95 participants and 9 teams playing this summer. We were able to add 8 and under coach pitch and 10 and under baseball this year. We will be reaching out to other teams, towns, to get some games set up for these teams. The T-ball program has 6 teams, so they will have a full schedule against each other. Holy Dot, course maintenance, rain from April 7th to May 7th. We had 3.21 inches of precipitation. Greens treated for moss, algae, new pump installed in pump house, broadleaf weed control applied. Course mowing has increased throughout all areas. Irrigation is still as need depending the demand for course and weather. Ponds on 5 and 10 are full. As for the pro shop, revenue from 2024 was 54,000. For April was $54,475. This year was $54,113. As for year to date, for 2024, we were at 146,455, whereas this year we are at $227,810. Memberships last year were 57,000. This year it's at 71,000. April was another great month for Holly Dot, although the weather had us closed on 2 of the weekends due to snow and cold. We still have lots of play. Members are still selling, and we continue to gain more players from the north. As for the water summary, water that was built and accounted for was 6 million gallons, 6 million gallons, 379,971 gallons. As for the water report from March 25th to April 25th, the water plant produced just over 16 million gallons of water. Tanks are full. At this time, we are getting ready to fill swimming pools. A lot of this early runoff is being diverted due to large amounts of
TDS. Total dissolved solids.
Okay. Electric.
That's a Manitou Springs issue.
Yeah. Electric glitches have fried a VFD at Cold Springs 2 times. Replacement VFD lasted 15 minutes and got fried. A squared replaced the 3rd VFD on Friday. Samples have been pulled, and we are up to date at this time. Wastewater plant received 8.7 million gallons of raw wastewater, treated and returned 9.6 million gallons. A squared has finished the first phase of the VFD project at the wastewater plant. We can now set up the ORP levels. Next is the installation of SC-54 heads, which WIM program will control the blowers to feed oxygen to the basins and digester. The snow rain storm that hit us created large flows at the plant. And that's all I have.
Cold Springs has been Mr. Chairman, Cold Springs has been a kind of a thorn for A Squared, hasn't it? Hasn't A Squared been there quite a bit?
Well, everybody has. It's not only Cold Springs. Our entire plants. Yeah. He is everywhere.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I guess my better question is, how is Cold Springs hanging in?
Right now we have everything up and running, both skids.
Yeah.
Everything's been replaced.
Yeah.
Next electrical storm we have,
oh yeah,
we could be trash. But Cold Springs is producing about a third of what the city is using at this point.
Okay. Now's your time for your question.
So we produced and distributed through the distribution line 6,379,000 gallons. Now that includes water going to the golf course, water going to water plant, water going to the sewer plant, and water going standpipe. Now the water going standpipe likely wouldn't be going to our sewer. How can we produce 6.3 million gallons and receive in a sewer 8.7 million gallons?
Listen to what you're saying. You charge for 6 million gallons.
Yeah, that's...
I made 16 million.
So, and you received 8.7 million into the sewer?
Yes.
Where'd that other 2.5 million gallons come from?
10 million gallons.
Where'd it come from? What happened to the 6.3 million that we billed for?
Right.
Okay, that some of that, and actually 75% of that, should be going to the sewer.
70% generally does, yes.
And yet you received 8.7 million in the sewer. Where'd that other
now
2 million?
Listen, we produced 16 million gallons. So our 8% is, or our 70% is going to be it's going to be almost 9 million gallons.
But we only billed for 6.3 million.
That's what I tell you every month. And you don't listen.
So the difference here, let's say that everything, our billing is correct. Where did the 8.7 million versus the 6.3 million, the difference there is somehow just fall out of the sky?
You have,
it's gone.
That's part of it too, is you have some of it that falls out of the sky that goes into your basins that also may have infiltration.
Jim, we're talking about 2.5 million gallons. That's a water tank full.
Well, you had 3.5 inches over the last month.
A water tank full.
You have 3.2 inches. You take that over the area that we have, how many gallons is that going to
be? Going into the sewer?
May I, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
I think if we take a look outside of Colorado City, maybe at Manitou Springs, when you get massive amounts of moisture on both sides of the system, either in the water producing side or on the wastewater side, there's a lot of infiltration and water getting into the system that you just really hadn't planned on. So I think what they're saying at the wastewater plant is when it rains as much as it rains, you get unbelievable amounts of infiltration into the system. Now, I don't know the exact number, and I don't think anybody can know that number, but it's just weather creates issues.
We had a program, I think before any, including me, I guess it was when I was still on the board earlier, that was checking the manholes for infiltration.
Yes.
And that it looked like that we had corrected some of that. We don't have a storm sewer system.
Right.
Whereas the cities do, of course. So the water that it runs off into the ditches and stuff should not be going into the sewer plant.
But it does, though. And where our biggest problems lie is in our creek crossings. There is places where manholes are exposed to high water levels. The board's been brought, it's been brought to the board's attention a number of times before this board was here. Nothing was ever done. No one cared. We went into a drought. It went away.
Okay.
Right now we're flowing about 320,000 gallons a day.
We have an ongoing problem here, and to Clint's past requests is that the water study. Yeah. And I agree. We need to, but this is just our numbers just don't work. So okay. Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, I had a couple questions I wanted to ask.
Go ahead.
The letter, temporary relief letter that gave criteria that they had to be met to be mm-hmm. able to get the relief. The second bullet refers to finalized project financing. So is that
working on that?
So what does it take? Does that mean you got to get locked in all the financing to be able to go
before
forward?
Before we go to bid, yeah. Before we go to bid, we have to have the financing in place.
Yeah, federal law.
Yeah. I was concerned that the it says you can have relief if you meet these requirements, and finalizing the project financing was what.
Perry knows that we are working on that. He's also helping with the FEMA side of it, because with FEMA we are able to get at least up to $2.8 million, and we're he says there are projects out there that they probably won't come into tuition this year, so any of that extra money, by me writing a letter, which I did to him, to say that if there is any extra financing available due to our increased costs, we'd appreciate it, and we'd still be under the 45% of what our total cost would be. So we can end up with more than $2.8 million grant from FEMA.
Mr. Chairman, before we move out of operational report, could you tell me how many meters we replaced in Applewood?
16.
Huh?
16.
Boom! Yeah.
That's good.
He was ready for
they did get some tea. They did get some time. Hey,
he kept asking, you going to ask your question? You going to ask your question? He asked me that four times.
Yes. I want to say congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you to our public works team and Kirsten for getting that done. That's impressive.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Just awesome.
Don't expect it every week, but whenever he gets.
That's great.
Which, in that case, we also lost another guy today. So we're looking at hiring somebody else, if anybody's interested.
Did,
and I'll put it back
I know out. That this is not appropriate, but was it wages?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
We are also putting three of our crew through CDL training.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that'll help.
Yeah.
Anything else? Right?
I'm good.
Anybody else? Any questions? Okay. Let's go on then, I guess.
Okay.
Committee report. So next thing, I guess, would be Clint and Ray attending the grant meeting for the golf course. Any update there?
Jim was there most of it, but Stephanie's going to... she's going to start the process. It's kind of a good kickoff meeting. She's going to contact Lauren with the Colorado Water Conservation Board and kind of see which Colorado Department of Natural Resources grant program would best fit our needs. And she's going to look into a couple other grants, like the Rocky Mountain Course Superintendents Association and the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America, see if they can provide any funding as well. I don't know if that's even possible. She was going to look into that. And we have also brought up the West Golf Course for a conservation easement because that opens up the door for additional grants and funding by including more people in the community. And she's going to look into that a little further.
That's good. Now, actually, just that's a good thought. So when you do that, of course, so you're not done yet.
No.
But
no,
when you do that, you also consider the trail going through that West Golf Course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Great.
For so bird watching,
I'm sure.
How does that affect the properties that bought that, knowing that that was going to be a golf course? The board promised those people that lived there on that golf course that they would hold it in their forum and not open that up to that stuff.
To keep it as open space?
To keep it as golf course properties.
Well, it would remain golf course property, remain Metro property. We would not give anybody...
Not Metro property, the people that live there.
That's a good point. That would need to be checked out legally as well. Is it a conservation easement? Is that going to?
We promised when we close that course that.
Is that going
keep
to?
That way.
Keep it just as it is.
As it is.
Weren't you planning on trails through there?
Well, yes, but the conservation easement would maybe create some restrictions that wouldn't be allowed as the way it was set up. That should be checked out. I would think that could be worked through. but that would be something to be checked.
You have a cart path that goes from the bottom all the way to the top. It's not something new.
Right.
It's been there since 1962.
Right. I think conservation easement, that's a great idea, though it would need to be checked out kind of legally as to will that fit within the covenants and the way it was set up.
Usually with a conservation easement, long as you aren't building and there is no building on it, long as it stays within the district, it's okay. It's when you turn around and sell off parcels to build on it, then that's when it breaks that conservation easement.
Yeah, I think that my feeling is that every idea that we talked about at the preliminary meeting was more about just creating more of a habitat area as opposed to changing it much. You know, there's no drive, I don't think, to, like we're talking about, doing anything structurally different. It's just that we might be, if we can improve the habitat for example, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, if they like what we're doing with the habitat in there. And that doesn't mean you're changing anything from the way it is right now.
Will you create issues bringing people through there on trails through that water plant?
Well,
it's a dangerous area, and you guys.
Well, I think that, of course,
the president of this board condones people hiking all over the place.
That would have to be mitigated, of course.
And that's the thing is with this new water plant, with the new water plant and stuff designed, that will fence in all of it. So it's going to keep people from.
So that you're building on it.
So that's all kind of a different issue than the grants for the golf course. But I think that all those need to be considered. But anyway, that's a different issue. The security.
Well, what it does is open the door for funding outfits or entities like Hearing habitat and conservation easements, and the fact that more people in the community have something else to do, as opposed to just the golf course. It reaches more people, and that's what they want to hear.
Okay. Good. Look forward to the updates. All right, Jim, anything else? We have, can we move on? Anybody else?
Board? So, it looks like you're responsible for the newsletter this month.
How'd that happen?
Because after Sarah.
I see.
And Greg isn't here no more.
Okay.
Greg followed Ray, so next is Ray.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, how does that work? Who gets to do the newsletter, and when does that change again?
So the newsletter we instituted a couple of years ago, where each one of us as board members, we do that, everyone individually, we write a newsletter for the month.
Usually the two new guys do it the first full year.
I knew that was coming. But you said it too late because Neil's already on the hook.
It is important, and I feel like it's important. When I set it up, it is up to the board member to write the letter, and it is his letter. So we don't instruct the board member as to how it's done.
Yeah, I'm just looking to learn about the rotation on the responsibilities. That's what I was
trying to. Can we get a few examples?
Sure. And they're on our website. I have the newsletter every month on the website. We usually want it in here by at least the 27th of the month because our bills go out on the 1st. So we like to put them together. So
if I'm this time, then Bob, you're next.
Well, I'm asking. That's why I'm asking.
He's got a plan now.
All right. Well, Nate. I was going to give the new guys a chance. You know, okay, Rick's next, and then Clint. And that way they have some examples of what they have to follow.
Yeah, where do I find the old letters? I want to take a look at these things.
They are on the website.
We do have them here.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, attorney's report. I did put in your packets, conflict of interest, rules of conduct, and ethical principles. Those are in our bylaws, and They have to be given to any new employee, which you guys are not an employee, but you are a contract, basically, that you have to have this notification within 30 days. So it is being served to you.
Does they need to sign anything for that?
No. That's why it's on tape. It was given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next is agenda items. First on the list is resolution 05-2025, signature bank San Juan accounts.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve resolution 05-2025, signature on the Bank of San Juan accounts.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Discussion? Let's vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the letter of authorization.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Discussion? Let's vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, I'm going to, because I amended the agenda, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the posting of the notice of possible fines for architectural violations.
You're referring to the letter we looked at last,
two weeks
ago.
Correct. Now, along with that, of course, is the structure of how we handle that, and I don't know that we have cemented that yet. I would suggest that we approve the posting, but subsequently following the next meeting, finalizing the structure of the how that's handled and the amount of fines. So currently, the motion is to approve the posting of the possible fines for.
When you say posting, what exactly do you mean by that?
Posting that we need to put it on the website. We need to put it on Facebook. Hang it in the post office.
Okay.
Put it wherever. And if you have ideas of better places to put it, we need it. But we need to authorize the posting of it.
Yeah, I need the newspaper.
Can we put a copy in the bill stuffer?
In the what?
We probably can.
The bill stuffer.
Well, yes, and I was going to do that. Is put that on the the newsletter.
Oh, in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll probably have to kind of take the font down a little bit so that it can fit on one page or.
For just the.
Well, you're
the notice.
You're
not
looking
the,
at. You're looking at this.
Yeah, it's not this.
And it's not this. It's
It's that letter.
Oh, okay.
The letter of notice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
We need a motion?
I need a second.
Second?
Moved and seconded. Okay, questions about that?
I have a question, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman.
Sir.
For the procedure which actually determines whether a fine will be issued or not, is that up for discussion?
No.
No?
That's not on this agenda. That's what I said about, as far as we need to follow it up with putting that on the very next agenda.
Yes.
And that would finalize that as well as the fine structure itself.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
So we don't, in fact, both Karima and Bob don't have that letter.
Okay.
But it was in the last meeting. I think that you guys.
Yeah, I'll have to.
We had the emailed version, but I think there was some other documents.
There was some addition to it.
Yeah, we could see it.
Yeah.
So you're approving something you haven't finalized?
No, we're.
It's notice. It's a notice
just
of it
notice,
coming.
Not
but you're going to add to it, correct, or not?
But it's just a notice that it's coming.
That it is coming. That they are going to.
Just ask it. Because it's pretty big. It's heading over here.
Okay, any questions? Any other questions? All right, let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Graham?
Yep.
Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yep.
And Chair votes yes. All right. Jim, let's move on to old business.
Old business. What we
repair. Let's go with it right off the bat. I got a call from Tom Dye. He is no longer working for him. He gave me to the next guy, his partner that was in the business with him. So trying to get with him to get scheduled to get Rodeo Well up and running. So that's on the well repair. That's where we're at with it. Ranch water, we haven't ran across anything yet on it. On that meter change out, Aiden and his boys did well last week. Water loss, we haven't ran across any new leaks or anything like that at this point. Wages, me and Gary just haven't had time to sit down with problems with the plants and stuff to really sit down and talk about wages for the plant. Camelot, Rosemont, we did get the letters. They are in your packet. You will be accepting them for action items under CCAACC. Okay. Water survey and leak detection. Like I said, we're keeping it on in mind and keeping going with the meter progress. And down pricing, just what the costs were. And with that, you know, how we talked about it, with Kareem being able to sit down and Bob now with us to review that.
So we have engineers involved here. Both the two of you working on the dam, kind of the engineering dam pricing. Now, Dan Walkham, should he be involved?
I don't know. It might be.
You know Dan?
We might get him in here and introduce him to.
It'd be good to.
He's one. He was the surveyor before Billy.
Oh, okay.
So he's well rooted in the community, and he also did work for RJH on a few projects. So he doesn't work for him full time, and he has seen some of the things that they have overpriced and stuff too. So
okay,
it might be something that might be assistance with this.
Surveyors
for sure.
Departments like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
So getting back to the wage thing. Are wage increases being delayed because we don't have a wage package?
No. Nobody's tested or anything yet. They're still going through training on that, which we will have another training May 28th, I think it is, for water, wastewater, or collections and distribution.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Mr. Greg wanted to ask.
Greg?
Okay. Let's go back to the water loss. This last Saturday, the plant was in standby for 4.5 hours. The next day on Sunday, we were in standby for 3.5 hours. We do not have all these major leaks that everybody thinks we have. When the plant is full, tanks are full, the plant shuts down, and we just sit there. So where it's going, I have no idea, but Gary and I, that's all we do. We just watch that place. And when you're in standby for 4.5 hours, there ain't no water going anywhere.
Well, I agree.
I'm just saying. Gary and I have talked for hours trying to figure this out.
Right, and I think that that's one of the things that I've been hearing for the last 2 or 3 years is that we just don't know. We just don't know why there's discrepancy on paper.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing we've got to figure out, and I just love the fact that we're changing out those meters. That might help a little bit, but there's something wrong. When we go to talk to people about water, all we have to go on is numbers. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And so Unfortunately, we're going to have to track that down. If it's, and I don't know how to do that.
Well, Gary and I beat our heads against the wall.
Yeah.
And, but I know that when I look in at 10 o'clock at night and we're in standby, 24 and a half feet, and 4.5 hours later, I get a call that the plant's back up.
How many feet do you lose in that tank before it starts back up?
22 and a half.
40,000 gallons.
Yeah.
So if it's in, if you produced 16 million and took in 8 million at the sewer, then we should be billing for 10 million. So there's a difference between what we're billing and what that number is, and that's this number off, that we can't figure out.
This last billing is off 10 million gallons of water.
We're losing. Somehow we're losing revenue water.
Yes.
Whether that's being lost or we don't know.
No, it's not being lost. We know that the water's staying within our system, our distribution system. It's not going anywhere.
How, just for personal enrichment, how many feet of pipe do we have?
72 miles of
water
line.
So we've
gone there. That's a pretty hard equation because we have PVC, ductile steel, and AC.
So we don't have an average cross section to calculate how much pipe. Okay.
You have anywhere from 12 inch to 6 inch.
Oh,
to
so
18 inch.
See where I'm going with this. There's a certain amount that left the plant, but it's still in the pipe, so it hasn't been measured.
Well, there's a lot in the pipes.
Yeah, I know.
But I've done that math a lot of times. Yeah. It just aggravates.
Yeah, that's part of the water loss whole study here that just is, and we've been struggling with that. So, okay, any other old business? All right, let's move on to new business.
New business. We have migrated all of our GH Valley accounts to ColoradoCityMDCO.gov. The new two board members, I just sent him for you guys to get an email set up for you and took the other ones off. And as for Ray, Neil, and Clint, I do have an account. And if you want to come into my office sometime when you have time, I'll give you your password and how to do it, how to migrate to get into that account for you.
Give you a buzz first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll be gone in the morning. Okay. I have a meeting with the engineers in Springs at 9 o'clock with our tanks and our tank painter to get this moving so we get it done this year. And see where we're at. So I won't be around in the morning. I'll be here in the afternoon.
Will you update us on that, the email on the meeting? No, I think you're on that email list as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, anything else? Any other new business? Anybody? Okay, let's move on to the CCACC.
Okay, your new construction, you have shed for 4300 Mustang Way and a garage for 3860 Sedgwick Place.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we group 4300 Mustang Way and 3860 Sedgwick Place for approval.
Second it.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Discussion? These are both approved by the CCAC.
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like everything's here. So, all right. Let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Graham?
Aye.
All right. Chair votes yes.
Okay, on action items, there was two first letters that are going out to Camelot and Rosemont. Thank you, Neil, for the help on getting those set up.
Those.
Just to be clear on those, Jim, those are not CCAAC or CCACC. They are Metro.
Are they?
They, both of them are not covenant issues. They are encroachment issues, basically.
Encroachment, okay.
They're trespassing.
Well, right. I just ended up putting them into CCAAC.
But it's still important that you have them, that you're aware of what those letters
are. Those are the ones that I handed out before the meeting because I forgot them in the packet.
So as far as actually action on those, we don't need any action.
Okay, just said, all right.
Mr. Chairman, I'm curious, are we expecting any kind of pushback or negative reaction from these people?
I already got a call. I already got a call on it, and the guy says, I didn't know, and so he's supposed to come in and move everything and put it where the pin is.
What we end up with too often on these, it's just, they just ignore them. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Anything else? Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, so the plans for the fines for covenants would not cover this situation if they ignored it then?
Because like Ray said, these are trespassing.
Trespassing.
This is trespassing issues on city property. Mm-hmm. And we actually can legally go out there tomorrow and move the stuff, but we're actually letting them know that we're the issues.
I think we took the right approach with notifying them and trying to work something out first.
We have more of those to do. Okay.
Okay, communications. I have two North Parkway. His grinder pump went out. In the past, it used to be that when they first put in all of that, we guaranteed the pump as long as the owner owned the house. You know, the owner, it has been bought and sold two or three times. Or is it once? Well, his grinder pump went out. He is asking for some assistance on it because we went over and told him that he needed a grinder pump, not a E1 like we had that we ended up having to replace in the other ones that had E1s. So he sent me what the bill was going to cost him. I know in the past we did make some allowances for another new construction that kind of set a precedence, and I believe it was $2,500 that we gave back to him. So I believe any assistance that we can give him, he'd be thankful for it.
Were you talking about in kind or
no
cash?
Probably cash.
Didn't he replace that when he moved in?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes. And it only lasted 10 months or so.
And that's because he had an E1 in there, wasn't it?
The E1 is the one that we recommend. He had the wrong style.
So, did he follow our recommendations, or did he go off the...
We didn't know that they replaced it.
We weren't aware of it when they replaced it.
The only way we knew about this one is it came up on our locate.
Are we going to replace every grinder pump in North Park?
We have right now that the Metro District is responsible for is 3 Woodbine and 16 North Park Mitchell's and the clubhouse, which we own. That's the only grinder pumps we are now responsible for.
Why are we responsible for them?
Why?
Original owners.
Original owners. The house has not been sold.
Was he planning on putting that E1 back in?
No, he's putting in what we recommend.
Okay, so.
And that's what the cost difference was it was going to be about a $2,500 difference cost-wise to put in the better pump than what he was going to put in.
You had something, Craig?
It was a question about how many we owned. That's it. Well, how many are there?
how can we be responsible for everybody?
Yeah. Ray, did you have anything else?
No, I just... I don't have anything to say.
Well, like I said, this is just correspondence. We can bring it up next meeting if you guys want to think about it and go from there.
I don't know if we need to think about it. What is the pleasure of the board? Do we need to think about it or have more information or discuss this anymore, or can we direct the manager in an action?
I'm reluctant to create another. Well, there is a precedent, but may I address the staff?
Go ahead.
Are we scared of the ramifications that this may have, or do we prefer that the grinder pump be put in order to guarantee the integrity of the system?
I'm not worried about it, Kareem. They did what Aiden and I talked about. We met with them. They did it. Aiden and I, or Gary, had no idea that they had any work done prior to this.
If I can clarify, it has to be the grinder pit that we recommend.
No, I...
Yeah. And I'm not worried about it. I mean, if you guys decide to do this, that's fine. But everybody else, like I said, we only are responsible for two houses and the clubhouse.
Okay.
And everybody else is on their own after this.
So we also have, as far as setting the precedent, we have all those... other houses over there on, what's the name of that?
Woodbine. On North Park?
On the North Park, yeah, on Woodbine.
Woodbine goes the other direction. Woodbine has nothing to do with North Park.
They're going to think that we should buy their grinder pumps too.
No. Woodbine goes the other direction. It's a whole different sewer system.
And that's a whole system that is part of Bakerville.
Right.
Okay, so it does not tie into Woodbine or North Park whatsoever.
No, but they have grinder pumps. So they're going
to... They have a lift station.
Yeah, so they're going to expect us to monitor
that
them.
That is totally a whole different system.
I don't...
Nothing to do with Colorado City Metro.
I'm not in favor of...
May I ask the manager a question?
Go ahead.
What would you do?
I didn't know that was an option.
That's why you guys get the big money.
$100, that's right.
My opinion is we kind of did set a precedence with the new house, that new construction that we put in, and we did give her an allotment for her grinder. And I just feel that.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask?
Go ahead.
Is there a benefit to Metro for them to have the right equipment in there? If they have the bad equipment in there, are we having to spend labor to go resolve problems that come from that?
Yes.
We shouldn't allow it to be put in if it's illegal.
Yeah.
I did not know about the one down in the corner on hole 9, or we would have changed it before they put it in. That's the whole problem that we had issues over there. They put in inexpensive equipment. Right. And it screwed everything up and paid for it by flooding their basement.
So because they tried to save money, now they have to pay for it twice.
We have to pay for it.
Well, yes. Okay,
yes.
Understood. So thank you.
Let me just be clear, if I'm a little slow tonight. So Gary, what you're saying is that this client put in a pump that we would have never recommended.
Correct.
So it's like we recommended a pump and he put in something else?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that's easy.
Yeah.
Well, but with the first pump that he put in, when he replaced it.
Originally an E1 grinder. Mm-hmm. Now, when it got changed out, I have no idea.
I don't think that's our problem.
Yeah.
Pardon?
But that's not our fault. That's not our problem.
I know that it was put in with an original E1 grinder. that, because when that house was built, there was the other houses there. Every place had the E1.
So I make a motion that we decline to assist with payment of a grinder pump.
Okay. So, second?
Moved and second. Question, discussion from the board.
I would just say that I'm concerned about the precedent of just continuing on and on and on. I understand the concerns that we set an appearance of precedence with the new construction, but it'll only continue on and on if we do it yet again. So as unfortunate as it is,
right.
I am curious, do homeowners get any kind of guidance on what they should or shouldn't be doing? So if they choose to change a pump, they already know what they're supposed to do? Or do they just have to know to ask?
I haven't talked to them personally.
That's an outstanding point, Bob. Are we in the routing for building regional for inspection of the pump once installed?
No.
Do we have an interest of being put into the OpenGov process so that they notify us whenever one's being put
in? We are in the OpenGov process.
But there's...
But it isn't for...
Don't get me started on that, because that was one of the biggest pushes I had in the county to unify El Camino building regional with OpenGov for the county and... the metro districts.
The only way we know, Kareem, is when we get 811 for locate. That's the only time we know that something's going on.
I would like, Chairman, if possible, to bring somebody from Building Regional to come and, first and foremost, they owe it to you guys to talk about it. And second, to put us into their system so that when there's a new construction permit, before a CO is issued, that our guys are notified so that their system meets, their construction meets our system.
Most of our houses coming in are going to be standard sewer. Everything's gravity outside of the golf course there.
Absolutely, most.
So if so, almost 100% outside of Bakerville.
Okay.
Okay, I think that let's deal with the motion.
Yes.
Any other questions or comments, issues about the motion? All right. The motion to decline to assist with the grinder pump for that location. Clint?
Yes.
Green?
Deny, so yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Bob? Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. All right, now the next, so that motion, we're going to decline to assist. Okay. The next issue that you bring up as far as contact regional, let's bring that up.
Okay.
I don't know that.
It does have to be next session.
Yeah, let's bring that up on the agenda or be an issue for the next. I think that's a good point.
Mr. Chairman, that covers new construction is what you recommended, right? What about existing homes that do what this guy did that caused the whole problem? Is there any way for us to incorporate that into this discussion as well?
I think that would be, because they should be getting a permit to do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be covered any time that they pull a plumbing permit. Anybody has a general contractor's license or a plumbing contractor's license, they should know to pull a permit if they have to touch their line, and the second it pulls their, it'll trigger the routing.
Thank you.
So yes.
The next thing, also with that being said, is not just only the grinder pump, but a backflow.
Yes.
Preventer for sewer.
100%. Well, that the staff will tell us what they want, and we'll make sure it gets put in.
Okay. Next on communications, like I said, Cody Purcell sent me the management meeting for the deer. There is communications on there. He does ask if you guys would like to speak with him on any further. He'd be happy to come in to the meeting and discuss it. So I'll get in contact with him and see when he has time to come into a meeting. The last thing is Green did send the ordinance for the ATVs, and I included it here from the commissioners. So that was all I had for communications.
And thank you for that.
It was thank Commissioner Swearingen. He's the one that tracked it down for us.
Anything else? Let's get out of here.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. We're adjourned.
Board members, I need your signatures.